This is so typical. So freaking typical. How many times will I let Bridget drag me out of my apartment before I learn my lesson? She may be my best friend, but she doesn't care if I'm having fun. I'm in a bathroom while she's making out with strangers at a swingers club. Except, this isn't even a swingers club. It's a... I don't know what. And the lame truth is, I wish I did. I wish I wasn't so freaking uncomfortable with all this sex stuff. I may not be a virgin, but I am certainly sexually repressed for a 23-year-old. Tomorrow marks a new year. That means a new Gracie. That means it's time I start living the life I've always been too scared to try. That means... There's a knock on the door. Hello? Are you talking to yourself in there? Open the door. I gotta drop a load. I pull open the door, not even a little embarrassed that I may have been talking to myself. Mostly because I've drunk a half bottle of Prosecco in like 12 minutes. And secondly, because I am not the person who should be embarrassed in this scenario. I squeeze past the guy in head-to-toe pleather. Orange pleather. I'd ask where he bought it because I am legitimately curious, but I'm scared he's gonna eat my face off. Because he's clearly tripping on something more hardcore than an $11 bottle of bubbly. Excuse me, I say, wincing as I move, scared of getting jabbed by what is a serious boner, like a ridiculously raging hard-on. He must see my wide eyes because he laughs, loudly. You like that, sugar? Don't worry, I'll be looking for you later. He closes the door and I run for Bridget. This party is too much, and I'm not being judgmental. Instead of furniture, there is a pile of mattresses on the living room floor, and a whole lot of naked. Bridget is wearing nothing but a bodysuit, the kind I wore as a kid in the 80s, but that have oddly made a comeback this year, and her long flowing hair swishes past her shoulders, giving her the air of a fun-loving flower child. I'm jealous, straight up, because she is so comfortable just putting it all out there. But I am also a little horrified with this place she has dragged me to. Where's your skirt? I ask, pulling her away from a girl who has her arms snaked around my bestie. And what are you doing? Were you just making out with that girl? Stop it, Gracie. Just free yourself. Bridget sways to the music, which would be fine except that there is no music playing. Which is kind of creepy. Why is there no music at this party? Can it even be called a party? I look around. The room is dark and hazy. A disco ball spins, but all it offers in terms of lighting is a twinkling glow to an otherwise dizzy space. There may not be music, but there are all sorts of noises. Sex noises. Just have fun, Bridget begs, grinding her ass against the random man who has come up and wrapped his arms around her. And this guy is not the pleather guy. This guy is full-on naked. But his boner? Let's just say it's equally at attention. Listen, she says. You're always so wound up, Gracie. Tonight, let it all go. I want to tell her that is exactly what I want, but just with a few more boundaries, like knowing the name of the person who is groping you. Whose party is this? I ask, putting my hands on both her shoulders, trying to steady her as a stranger basically tries to ass-fuck her in front of me. It's all very confusing. When I'd shown up at Bridget's an hour ago in a little black dress, she'd been oddly evasive about the locale of this shindig. But now I need details. Also, I need a bar. A loud bar with pop music, full of semi-drunk guys who might be okay with kissing the most average of average girls when the ball drops. A nice, maybe even open-mouthed kiss.